stormy, gloomy morning of my intelligent and considerate son's 12th birthday. I dragged myself out of my bed and rushed down the steep stairs to prepare him a delicious breakfast. Without hesitation, I walked up to the pan and started to bake some bacon, eggs, and on the side some buttered toast. I couldn't wait to surprise my precious son. I drifted back up the stairs and sniffed the dreamy, delicious scent of my son's favourite breakfast, the English breakfast. I grabbed the slippery door handle and started to pull it down as quick as a cheetah to find. In a heart-stopping moment, my son wasn't there. There was just a pitch-black, lifeless room. I dropped the plate in large fear. Where did my son go? Is this all my fault? My wife came sprinting to me, wondering what the noise was. She gasped. I bellowed loudly in complete horror, and I froze just like a pile of snow. I wondered around the room, seeing if he was just joking about, but there was no trace of him until I came across a diary. Not just an ordinary diary, it was my son's diary. There was a powerful lock on it, and I tried to pull it off with all my force. I couldn't, so I just stared at it with cold tears running down my devastated face. Wife ran to get a knife to cut the metal lock. She slowly cut the lock with the sharp, rusty knife. I could see her holding in her tears. The lock came flying off. Why did this have to happen on his birthday? I grabbed the dusty diary and opened it. We were very horrified of what we saw. His cold hands started to shake rapidly. My wife's eyes were like a whirlpool. Firstly, I started to read the second page, and it said that my beloved son met someone called Kensuke and left us. Without hesitation, I contacted his phone, but he did not answer. He always answers though. Was he kidnapped? No, he couldn't have been. I started to read more of the horrifying diary, and I shook quickly and started to sweat.